Okay, we will call the meeting to order.
Thank.
And do we say the pledge?
I don't have it, but you can.
Let's do that.
More than happy to do it.
It's been quite an eventful week. I think it's appropriate. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right. And roll call.
Trustee Dye?
Here.
Trustee Freckleton?
Here.
Trustee Howard is absent. Trustee Quiatek?
Here.
Trustee Lloyd?
Here.
And Trustee Labai?
Here.
And we have no public participation requests.
All right. No public participation. We'll call on our college council to recognize the approval of dissolution of the Articles of Incorporation.
Good afternoon. Before we have this item regarding the corporate entity status of the college, so just as a bit of background, back in 1957, the legislature approved and created Daytona Beach Community College, and then subsequently in 2008, per statute, the board authorized and approved the name change to Daytona State College. So as such, it is a public entity. The college is a public entity, and furthermore, statute states that Florida college institutions, state college institutions, are constituted as political subdivisions of the state. So that's a bit of the background. The other part is also in 2004, the college incorporated. So its corporate status was filed with the Florida Division of Corporations. So because of that, and since then, there have been some college matters through the years where the college is represented as a corporate entity, the college slash Inc. And then there are other matters throughout the years where the college is represented as a public entity, the District Board of Trustees of the college, or the college as a political subdivision of the state. So sometimes that causes some issues as it relates to the type of entity the college is, which leads to sometimes delays in business transactions and things of that sort. So this is kind of a unique situation, just because more so there are 28 state colleges and we are the only state college that is incorporated. So as such, so as to avoid any issues as to the type of entity the college is, which leads to delays in college matters, and also to be consistent with the intent of the legislature and the statutes that the college should be a political subdivision of the state and operate as a public entity, we're asking your approval for the dissolution, to dissolve the corporation and take all necessary actions in the dissolution of the college.
Do we have a motion?
So moved.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? This is good housekeeping.
Yeah.
So we're going to give you the good housekeeping seal of approval. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, Marty goes up. Yeah, I appreciate, coming in with, short notice to get this taken care of. And it was, one of those moments where, like, why are we incorporated? And let's, get that fixed. So thank you for the short notice meeting and taking care of some business for us.
Absolutely. All right. Marty?
Good afternoon. Pinch-hitting a little bit today for Alan, who is away at a conference this week. So we have one facilities item that we thought we could squeeze in. It was good timing. As you'll see, it's the parking lot repairs. Summer's a preferred time to do such work as the fall semester gets busy and the parking lot's crowded. So we will be able to manage this a little bit better on the Daytona and ATC campus. I'm going to run through it because, it's a little tricky with the different contracts. So Daytona State's utilizing a competitively bid co-op contract with Omnia Partners in order to procure services to save money and time for numerous projects that we are undertaking using the federal funds. This was the critical deferred maintenance funds we received a couple of years ago. I recall about $13 million. So this was one of the dedicated projects. I think we had an allotment of $500,000 for this particular job. The funds must be encumbered by December of this year and then expended by December of 2026. So we'll have, you know, got to encumber it now through a purchase order and then spend it by, you know, 2 years later. The Omnia Partners contract was competitively bid by the lead agency, which was Pinellas County Schools, and awarded to Gordian. The college previously contracted with Gordian through piggybacking off that contract. And Gordian now has selected Johnson Lau Construction LLC to perform the parking lot repair work. The project consists of seal coating, asphalt repairs, pressure washing, and restriping in parking lots B, M, A, and T on the Daytona campus and the entire parking lot of the ATC campus, which if you've been out there is in dire need. The striping is worn away. You cannot even see the slots anymore. So it is recommended that the board approve the proposed amount not to exceed $420,579.33 and issue a PO to Johnson Lau Construction to ensure the college encumbers the funds before the December deadline.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion?
Yes. Marty, do you know how that $420,000 breaks out? In other words, what portion of it is for repair of asphalt? What portion of it is for striping and so on?
I could get you that. I don't have it at my fingertips, Randy, but we can find out. I'm sure they have
it. It won't stop me.
Broken out.
It won't stop my position. No, I'm just curious.
Yeah, it's a good question.
And then finally, because of the timing of the dispersion of funds, we approve this amount of money, then the price is locked in?
That's correct.
And yep. The contractor has agreed to whenever that happens. The number is the number.
The number is the number. Yeah, that's a not-to-exceed amount. So 420 is our number on this particular parking lot repair. We have a lot more to do, but we'll do it through probably different funding sources. This was the $500,000 I'm referring to was the dedicated portion for the federal.
Fair enough.
Yeah, and our intent, the reason we did it, squeeze in is to get it started. So it'll be done way before the deadline.
Yep.
We just thought summer is so much easier to to section off where cars can park, and we can get this done and without too much disruption.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? It's approved.
Thank you.
So without Chairman Howard here at this meeting and this being sort of our emergency break meeting, we have power to do a lot of things here. So anybody want to bring up the budget or, reconsider anything, now's your chance. So all kidding aside, any other items?
In front of you is a flyer. You know, many well served with Bob Davis, and as you know, Bob's got some health issues. But we would like to honor him for everything he's done, not only as a trustee to the college, but for the community. So it'd be great if we can have y'all be represented there. Other than I know Gary's going to be in the Keys, but
mountains.
Keys is
well,
early.
Close. Yeah. This is similar.
Right.
Yeah. Well, he does a Keys one every year too, don't you?
No, not every year.
Not every
Occasionally,
year.
Occasionally,
yeah. So anyway,
the life of a banker.
Yeah, especially when you're close to retirement. Yeah, but so it'll be a great event. We're hoping to raise enough money to endow a scholarship. Bob's name to that'll go towards hospitality students at the college. So just wanted to make that quick announcement.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And unless there is any objection, we'll dispense with commentary and comments from the board, and we will adjourn the meeting.